down, you know. Their temperament is a roller coaster ride most of the time. The reason being is they see, because they're so talented, they can hear. You know, one time Brother Linger was melancholy, but he was a choleric melancholy. He had choleric in him too. But one time he picked up a guitar, said, "Give me a guitar," and handed it to him, you know, and he strung it, and he just went to tune. And he said, "This thing's out of tune, just a minute." He hit a string, turn. The whole time he's talking, he said, "You know, tuning the guitars," he said, it's kind of like, you can imagine, brother. He said, "It's kind of like knowing the Word of God. You either got it or you don't." He just tuned it up, you know, and the whole time, just a few seconds, he had it tuned. Because he had an ear to hear exactly. He could tune an instrument. They told me that they bought new heads. We bought new heads for the drums, for the youth meeting. Those heads on those drums were getting old and they were flat. And you had to tune them when you put them on. So they asked me about them. And I thought, "Brother Joel's here." I asked him, I said, "You know how to put heads on a drum?" He said, "Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a drummer." I said, "Well, how long would it take you to put them heads on that drum?" He said, "Oh, about 30 minutes. I said, "All of them?" He said, "Yeah." Well, they said that they got Brother David Perry to, you know, he works in the guitar center. So he got a set of heads for that drum that was, you know, at a discount price. He brought them up here. And he brought an instrument that tunes them. They said, "Brother Joel put them heads on that thing and had it tuned before he could get his instrument plugged in. Had it tuned right too. When they checked it, is right." He's melancholy. He's got that ear for that. And they're critical. It has to be just right. Brother Doug York, I don't know if he still does it, but back when he was trying to teach me how to play guitar, he tunes a G string just a hair above 440. I don't know if he ever knew that, but I checked him. Every time his G string would just be, he liked that G string to be just a little high. I don't know why. But every time he tuned my guitar, my G string just be a little high. So I always turn mine up just a little high. And I figured that must be the way you do it. He never had to even, you know, he'd tune it without ever even a tuner. Well, I couldn't tell you if I was an E flat or H. There ain't no H, by the way. Anyway, if unless I had an instrument to tell me. Well, they've got an ear, and they're that way about life, too. They see things. They're super critical people. Thank God for that, because we would never have anything just right. They're critical, and they're more critical on themselves than are anybody else, but they're critical on everybody. They pick up on little bitty things you ain't even thinking when you say something or when you do something. They can see, you know, if a picture ain't hanging straight. Cindy, my daughter-in-law, she's melancholy. And me and Michael both, she comes around us. We just stand still while she brushes us off and fixes our collars and fixes our ties and puts her hair back where it's supposed to be. She just walks around us just daubing stuff, fixing stuff and brushing, and she can't stand it. Little hair sticking out, you know, she'll lick it and try to make it lay down. We just stand there like little puppy dogs, just do what you gotta do. She's gonna do it anyhow. She see a picture hanging wrong, she can't stand that. Now, every melancholy ain't the same way about everything. Some of them are absolute bums, slouches. They're, what's a good word for it? Just a slouch. You know, just about certain things, but other things are just, everything has to be so. You know, they're the guys that's got, you know, 14 pins in their pocket. And not all of them do that, but some of them do. When you see a guy with a whole pocket full of pins and a calculator in there and a bunch of other stuff, he's melancholy. You can guarantee it. They're not all melancholy that has them. Who's everybody? Anyway, You know, but there's good things about all of them, and there's a, we have to learn to overcome the weaknesses of those. And I've used that in counseling marriages. If you're married to a, if a man's married to a choleric woman, ooh-wee, there's nothing wrong with that, but he's just going to have to understand what makes her tick. He's got to understand how she thinks, because she'll take a hold of everything and have everything she's got. A choleric cannot hardly stand to be out of control. I'm telling you the truth about a choleric. I'm just telling you, if you don't believe it, just put a cast on one of them. Brother Brett, he's not here. He don't think he's choleric, but he is. He's a sanguine, but he's a choleric. They put a cast on him. He tore the thing off before he got for the nightfall. You know why? Because they can't stand. They're out of control. You got me bound up. I'm the same way. I've been in the hospital two or three times. They put me under anesthesia. As soon as I wake up, I'm getting out of bed. God, I'm something's gone. This, yeah, I'm out of control. Something's taking a hold of me. I just go crazy nearly. I can't help it. I wish I wasn't that way. I wish I could just give in, just give over. Just go ahead and tie me down. I can't stand that. Sometimes I'm laying in the bed and I feel like the covers has got me. I just have to throw them off of me. I gotta have a way out of here. Just in case I get tied up in this. I can't stand that. I got a little claustrophobic trouble. Have to work on myself. Sometimes I tell myself, I say, calm down. Just calm down. Get your mind on something else. Quit thinking about this. Sometimes I say, I can't stand it any longer. I get that way about it. You know, I'll get eaten up with chiggers or something. You know, I'm laying there itching. I think, you don't scratch it. You ain't supposed to scratch it. Don't you do it. Get your mind on something. I don't care. I got to scratch it. Of course, I think every temperament has a little trouble with, with things like that. But some of us can take things more than others. Anyway, I just threw that extra in. And about those temperaments, but I have found out it helps people to understand why they act the way they do. And you know, in other words, if you're not careful, I've told the story before about that mule I had. You know, I accidentally hooked that dog lead with two dogs tied on around the horn, and the mule got spooked and he took off running. The dog spooked him. They was tied to the saddle horn. And God showed me later, he drug one of them to death. And the other one took him months to get over. We got the other one back to life, gave him CPR. But anyway, that mule thought them dogs was chasing it, and they was being drugged by him. That's why God gave me a lesson on that. Said, you're so choleric. Said, You drug a man to death. God showed me. I had to go repent to a man. Said, you drug him. You thought he was after you. You thought he was chasing you, biting at your heels. Poor guy wasn't doing nothing but being drugged by you. You was dragging him. And you thought he was biting at your heels. Reacting to one another, not understanding one another, a lot of times makes a big difference. Hallelujah. Anyway, isn't God good to us? Oh, I love him. I appreciate the Lord and what he's done for us and the good visitations that he's been giving us here lately. Hallelujah. All right, is dinner ready, you think? If it ain't going to get ready. All right. Why don't we stand, give God a praise, and pray for the food and our fellowship. Our seniors, if you would, go ahead and make your way downstairs. My mother, by the way, say a prayer for her. She's been sick this week, had a terrible cough, and I'm thankful in a urinary tract infection that she's had. So she